going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Feels like the summer, and we're all feeling good. Now, we got some Yankee news. Luke Weaver has indeed been activated. So Luke Weaver will rejoin the Yankee bullpen tonight as they open up a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. We talked about this a little bit yesterday because it was kind of surprising to hear how quickly he was able to come back, considering initially when he got hurt in that Dodgers series, they were talking 6 weeks.
Right.
We're talking a significant period of time. He's only going to miss 2.5 weeks.
You know, and this is what you hope happens with Kodai Senga, that it's not as serious as everybody thought it was. But the thing with Luke, and we talked about this yesterday, we didn't see it. We didn't see it happen. So we just have to take the Yankees' word for it. And I think the Yankees, like every other sports organization, are full of obfuscation. Let's create like a misdirection and throw the worst out there and then hope for the best. And luckily, it's the best because he only missed – what, 2 weeks?
He only missed 2.5 weeks.
Right, that's great.
But you know what the difference is? Luke Weaver is a free agent at the end of the year, and he's a reliever. Hmm. Kodai Senga signed to a long-term deal, and he's a starter.
Well, you better hope he doesn't miss 6 weeks, because if he misses 6 weeks and he's not really pitching or throwing in that time frame, he's going to be set back.
No, so I know. That's the concern.
That's the problem.
That is the
Whereas
big concern.
Luke, it's not an issue. He's got to go out and pitch an inning, maybe two.
That's the great thing about a reliever. Like, right. He comes back tonight, he's good to go. There's no slow buildup. Now, I did something before that I thought was sort of disrespectful, but I'm proud of myself. A guy was getting Tiki to sign a Giants helmet, and he asked me to join in and sign it as well, and I decided to write, "Go Jets." Now, I thought that was the right thing to do.
It's better than saying Giants suck.
Yeah, I feel like that's going too far.
Right, don't go negative. Just go positive.
Right.
Go Jets.
But I was a little disappointed in you.
Why?
Because there's a little kid here. He was wearing a Saquon Barkley Eagles jersey.
Yes.
And he got you to sign something. I forget what it was. Something.
It was his pass.
It was his pass. What you should have written on that pass is, "Hey, Saquon, you're dead to me, Tiki Barber."
The problem is he led the league in rushing last year.
Big deal.
He won a Super Bowl.
Big deal.
And he's a hell of a good dude.
Yeah, well.
That coward Saquon Barkley.
That's right.
Shut up, bad Tiki.
Are we over it? Is that really what we're saying?
I mean, I was over it as soon as I saw him the first time. You know, I did two of his, or maybe three of his games last year. And he had that, remember that play, that ridiculous jumping over backwards? We called that game. And it's just like, they don't make athletes like him very often. It's not good to be on bad side of guys like that.
No, I understand.
I think we're over it, but I do have to say, after yesterday's discussion on the air about, is it all right to wear a Yankee jersey at Citi Field?
Yes.
Is it all right?
Only if it's a former player.
Okay. This, though, today, I've noticed plenty. I think you're looking for trouble when you wear a Saquon Barkley jersey, Eagles jersey in New York City today
it's
at Fanatics Fest.
This is Fanatics Fest,
but
man.
You,
this
you,
is fans
you know,
from everywhere.
But you know it's mainly Giant fans, and there's Jet fans, too. I saw a couple, and I was like, I feel like you're looking
at it. Is Saquon here? Is he coming?
I mean, if Mendy can leave Philly, Saquon should be here, right?
That's a good point.
Doesn't he still live in Jersey? So, I mean, he might be
he
here.
He might be. Okay, so
that
for a meet and greet.
That Eagle fan was looking to find Saquon Barkley.
All right, if that's the case, I give him a pass. Otherwise, I don't.
Well, I thought you were going to say a Giant fan wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey, because that feels almost dirty at
this
point.
He was clearly an Eagle fan, because his dad had a Randall Cunningham jersey.
And that's fine. and understandable. Like, if you're an Eagle fan, you adore Saquon Barkley. He was right. a big part of why you guys won a championship.
And the kid was, what, 9 years old?
Oh, no.
8 years old? So that's like his impressionable year.
Of course. I got no quarrel with him, but I do think Giant fans wearing a Saquon Barkley jersey, that would be where I'd have an issue.
Well, they're not Giant fans, though.
You go that far?
Yes.
Would it be equivalent to a Yankee fan wearing a Juan Soto jersey?
No.
Why?
Because Juan Soto helped carry the Yankees to a World Series. What did Saquon get us to?
No, nowhere. I mean, honestly, one playoff berth and a playoff victory, which is something, but...
An American League championship's a little different than beating the Vikings in a wild card game.
I don't know, man. I see someone with a Juan Soto Yankee jersey, and it's obviously a Juan Soto Yankee jersey, because obviously with the no names on the back, sometimes you're not sure.
How would you know if there's no name?
Well, I'm saying if it's like a jersey
where it's
clearly Juan Soto, I'd look at that person twice and say, really? Yeah.
There was somebody here in a Giants Kenny Golladay jersey earlier. That might be very bad.
Yeah, but okay.
Bad purchase.
I saw that, and here's my response to that. That's clearly a joke. That's a joke.
Really?
Yeah, that's an ironic, I'm wearing a Kenny Golladay jersey.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
He was so forgettable here. Half the people aren't going to get it.
But that's what's funny about it.
By the way, speaking of the Giants, Little Birdie told me that Jackson Dart is here. He was chilling, Tiki will love this, in the FIFA area.
Okay.
And he's at that point in his career just started that nobody knows who he is. He just looks like a bro from Staten Island. Yeah, he was just standing
I'm
there
not
taking
surprised
pictures.
By that. He's a big kid, though.
He is, but he looks like a bro from Staten Island. People don't recognize him.
People don't know him yet, because think about it. They didn't really watch him in college.
Right. Good point.
They saw him on draft day. They know his name.
Good point.
But he's not, like, known yet. But you missed the joke. It went right over your head.
What's that?
The Kenny Golladay joke. That's not a real jersey. No one.
I talked to the kid earlier.
Wait, it's an actual jersey. Like it's his number.
It's an actual.
And it says Golladay on the back.
Yes. Yeah. That's an ironic joke.
But why would you buy it in the first place?
Attention.
No.
For people to say, what is that?
Whoever had that jersey did not buy it yesterday or last week or last month or a year ago.
Bought it because it was a big free agent signing.
They bought it because it was a big free agent. So why would you have bought that jersey?
Well, I think
he had done nothing for you when he came here.
You may have bought it.
And then he did nothing for you while he was here. Why would you have bought that jersey?
You may have bought the jersey initially because he was a free agent signing, but the reason you wear it years later is to get the laughs. That's a laugh starter right there. That makes people chuckle.
I mean, I don't think they had a lot of knee slappers off that one today. I got to be honest.
Oh, I laughed.
Did you?
I thought it was hysterical.
Did you see what his buddy was wearing?
Yes.
So deep in the weeds.
What was his buddy wearing? And you told me this wasn't a joke. Go ahead.
Because I actually talked to the kid. Daniel Vogelbach Mets jersey.
And see? Tiki's laughing.
See, but that was funny.
I did some pre-show content.
At least Vogelbach gave you like a couple of glimpses of, man, this guy's going to be amazing.
Are you serious, Tiki?
Kenny Golladay gave you like a week 18. Oh, he played hard and he practiced hard, so we're going to give him 3 targets today. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
You spoke to them, so you have the answer?
Yeah, this kid claimed that the first baseball game he ever went to, the first home run he ever saw in person, was hit by Daniel Vogelbach, and he fell in love
with
him.
There you go. I guarantee you, another kid did not see Kenny Golladay catch a touchdown.
And what was the Kenny Golladay excuse?
He definitely didn't, because none of us did.
What was the Kenny Golladay excuse then?
That he bought the jersey when he was signed, and he loved him for when he was with the Lions.
That's fine, but the reason you wear it years later is to make people laugh. I'll give you some other examples. Can I give you some other chucklers, if you will?
Sure.
Okay. Knicks fans out there. Yeah.
All right.
If someone was wearing a Joakim Noah jersey, that's a laugher. That's ha-ha. You remember that? Remember when he stole all that money? I'll give you another example. If you're a Met fan, Jason Bay jersey. Like, if you wore a Jason Bay jersey, it's like, ha-ha. Remember when the Wilpons thought that would be the big free agent signing?
A Rico Bronya jersey. Did nothing for the team, played a little defense.
First of all, do I have to educate you?
Here we go.
I mean, you're setting me up. What do you want me to do, let that go?
Okay.
Should I let that go, Tiki?
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to let it go.
Because nobody else is going to get it either.
You're right. I'm going to let it go. But that's why you wear a jersey like that. It's irony. It's funny. It's a knee slapper. Like,
yeah, but Kenny Golladay is just so angering to most Giant fans, it's not funny.
That annoys you.
You can't find the humor.
All right, let me give
you
another Giant example. If someone showed up in a Nate Solder jersey, what would you say? What would you say?
I'd laugh at that one.
Oh!
Yeah, I would laugh at that one.
A little chuckle.
Because he was supposed to be the guy.
Why'd you get it personalized? Because there's no way they actually sold them.
But that, like, if I have a jersey, and I'm thinking of the jerseys I have, I don't have a lot of pathetic ones, because my idea with jerseys is you got to earn it before I get it for you, for the most part. Actually, I do have one. I have one kind of that could make you chuckle jersey. I have a Blake Griffin Nets jersey. See, look at Sean. He's chuckling.
You're a great guy.
No, one that makes you chuckle that you have that you still wear is Mo Lewis.
No, that's you're being disrespectful.
I'm not being disrespectful. Excuse me?
You're being very disrespectful.
What is Mo Lewis going to be remembered for, and what is he remembered for now? And so, when you wear a Mo Lewis jersey, what are you trying to say?
Here's what I'm trying to say, and I'm glad you brought this up because this can be educational. Mo Lewis is known around these parts, really every part, is that he injured Drew Bledsoe and ushered in the Tom Brady era, okay?
Right.
That's what he's known for. You're right. To most people, if you walk around and say, have you heard of Mo Lewis? Some may say no, unfortunately. Others would say, oh, yeah, he ushered in the Tom Brady era. What I'm here to tell you as a Jet fan is he was a tremendous football player. He was a really good player.
For the Jets.
For the Jets, who unfortunately gets tagged with only being known for injuring Drew Bledsoe and ushering in the Tom Brady era, which bothers me because he did so much more. So I don't wear that jersey to make people laugh. I wear that jersey as education, as a, this is a teaching moment. This is a moment to remember that Mo Lewis was a damn good football player who should be remembered more for his play on the field than injuring somebody and ushering in an unnamed guy become a superstar.
All right, what jerseys do we have right here, right now? Who is that? That's who is 87? Oh, that's Gronk.
Gronk.
I forgot about Gronk.
We got a Malik Neighbors.
That one makes sense. Malik Neighbors, that makes
sense.
What
do we got in the back there?
Brett Gardner.
44 for the Yankees.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
There's
You're
Brett
too young
Gardner
to know who
jersey.
Reggie Jackson is.
Daryl Strawberry.
There's a Garrett Cole jersey.
Right?
There's a Bobby Witt Jr. USA one.
Okay,
there's
Mariano. We got Mariano right here.
Jose Reyes back there.
I got on Walter Payton.
I understand, but that's all.
What's the common denominator?
All
great players.
But I'm not.
If you're going to wear a jersey, especially to Fan Fest, it better be a great player.
Let's calm down on Brett Gardner here a little bit.
I mean, he's iconic. I mean, how many calls did we get from
I know.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Can we bring back Brett Gardner?
There's nothing wrong with wearing a Brett Gardner jersey.
Exactly.
There's nothing ironic about
he
it.
He was
it's
great
just a
here.
Good player. But, yeah, the majority of jerseys are going to be well-earned stars. But the ironic ones are kind of funny. I like a Joe Kim Noah and Nick jersey. I'd chuckle. I'd laugh at that.
But sorry to break it to you, Mr. Rogers. You want to be educational with your uniforms. Mo Lewis is now ironic. Wearing a Mo Lewis jersey as a Jet fan. Gronk, if you see a Mo Lewis jersey, you're not going to laugh and say that stupid Jet fan that ushered in our dynasty is wearing a jersey of Mo Lewis?
You know what, though? They have a right to think that. But you know, like, you're not stupid. Was Mo Lewis a good
Jet? Yes, he was.
Okay, so that's my point.
But it's forgotten about. Unfortunately for Mo, he's remembered for the Brady stuff.
That's all I'm saying. Anyhow, we are live here hanging out at Fanatics Fest. Come on out. We're having a damn good time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are joined by a man who has his number retired at WFAN Studios and eventually at Yankee Stadium, the great Alex Rodriguez. Hey, Rod, thank you very much for stopping by.
Great being here.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
By the way, I just want you to know the guy dressed in orange and blue face paint is responsible for your number being retired at WFAN. He's a huge fan and is going to want to hug you before you leave the set, okay?
I appreciate that. That's
At least you're wearing dark clothing.
Yeah.
Taking two places where my number's retired. One is my high school,
oh, nice.
Westminster Christian, and right here on the fan.
I love it. There you go. So what is your opinion on the state of the New York Yankees? They couldn't hit for about a week. Then they bust out yesterday. You know the way we are in New York. We over-exaggerate. We get crazy. Do you think the Yankee fans should take a deep breath right now coming off a victory yesterday?
Yeah, I think the Yankees are in good shape. I mean, if you think about it, a little bit of a June slump, which is not is very natural for a long season. The way to look at it is they've been pretty good for about 15 weeks and down for one. So I'm very bullish on the Yankees. I think Cashman is in a great position to make a move if they need one, maybe get an extra pitcher or whatnot. But they're in good shape.
Alex, what happens when you go through this type of slump? Because it's happening with both teams here, the Mets and the Yankees. It was different for a football player because you only played once a week. But as a baseball player, what do you go through when you're down like this and everybody's screaming at you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, look, everything's bigger in New York, right? There's the greatest city in the world with the smartest fan base, right? And they're very much in tune with the game of baseball. What I loved about playing in New York is you can't fool these people. They've seen it all. And they've seen greatness, and they've seen not so great. But, Tiki, to answer your question, hitting's contagious. So is fielding. So is pitching. And everything gets magnified in a market like New York. That part is similar to football,
right,
where everything's just bigger in New York. So a lot of it is you have to be mentally ready to deal with it. And then once you pop out of it, you score 12 runs, you're off to the races again.
We've talked a lot about Judge's postseason struggles, and I always use you as the perfect example. You struggled, and then you busted out in 09 and carried the team to a World Series. Did you think about your postseason struggles in the years prior to the breakout? Because I'm trying to figure what Aaron Judge is kind of thinking about. He's having a historic season, but the criticism of Aaron, similar to what you faced, is, great, go do it in October. Was that something you thought about over the course of regular seasons?
Yeah, with me it's a little different, Evan, because I was in Seattle. And I had a phenomenal career in the playoffs. And I had a phenomenal career till we got to game probably five
four.
Against Boston.
Yeah, it was right, four, to the beginning, right?
And some people were saying I was going to be the MVP of that. And all of a sudden, we lose one, we lose two, and the rest is history. It's something you definitely think about. I mean, as an athlete, if I was still playing, I would say, oh, Evan Teague, I don't listen to any of that.
Right.
But the truth is, of course you do. Because it's so loud, and everywhere you look, the back page, the front page. But you have to get through it. And I know that Aaron is such an amazing player. He's just going to take one postseason, and he's going to be off to the races.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. Let me pull away from baseball for a second. We know you've been involved with the Timberwolves for a while, you know, a couple of back-to-back playoff bursts. You're living this unbelievable dream, right? This kid comes here, plays baseball, you become a star, make a ton of gazillions of dollars. And now you've retired and you're getting into ownership. Like, your journey has been pretty spectacular. How does that feel to be where you are right now?
Thank you, Tiki. Well, look, I would say this. It's been spectacular, big picture. But a lot of your fans know I've been through a lot of ups and downs. And I always say is like what you do once you get knocked on your butt.
Right.
Is you got to get back up. And you got to get back up with a great attitude and be positive. And because if not, you can just sit down there, lay down, and give up, right? And that's not what New Yorkers do. So I think I am living the American dream today, but I think moments like 04 when we lost after being up 3-0, or my PED suspension. I think about those moments, reflect, and I'm literally never been happier in my life because I'm so full of gratitude and for the career that I've had through the ups and the downs. And because of my mistakes, I may not end up in the Hall of Fame, Evan. We've talked about this before. Yep. But the back nine of my life, you know, going through my therapy, doing my work, learning from my mistakes, I've never been in a better place.
So the Hall of Fame thing doesn't bother you, or does it still kind
of? Of course it bothers me. I want to be in the Hall of Fame, of course. How can I not be want to be in the Hall of
so
Fame?
So do I, Alex. I mean, they just don't like running backs.
But look, I mean, look, baseball has a very, very – I mean, look, Pete Rose, a great friend of mine, it just breaks my heart that he's going to get in now, but I actually feel that if he would have got in, he probably would have lived another 5 years.
Really?
Because I've never met anyone that loves baseball more than Pete Rose, and it broke my heart that he couldn't get in while he was alive. But baseball is tough, right? If it's a lifetime sentence, it is a lifetime sentence. I got to do my time and live it forever. But then I have to pivot and take that energy into something else.
Do you officially own the T-Wolves yet, or is this still a transition period?
Well, we've been part of the ownership group now for 5 years, and hopefully soon we can close on the remaining.
So when they asked, when James Dolan made the phone call and said, we want to hire your head coach, did you curse him out, or how did that kind of no work? Was it a hell no? Was it an F no? How'd that go?
No, I have so much respect for the Knicks. And you know, what's awesome about I'm not going to answer that question. So there's a quick pivot. What is awesome about New York, Tegan, you know that.
Answer the question you want to answer. You're not the one that's asked.
You're a Giant. I'm a Yankee for life, right? But there is something special about this city when the Knicks are on fire. And to see the fan base kind of just rally around this team, and the fact that MSG is right in the middle of the greatest city in the world, it's phenomenal. So I think the Knicks are in good shape. We had a big trade with them. I thought it was win-win. Cat's been phenomenal here. We're thrilled with Julius Randle and Dante. And that is very unique to have a trade where it's literally win-win.
Right. How involved are you? I mean, what are they asking athletic or athlete relationship issue? Like, what is your role with the Timberwolves? Because I know you're heavily involved there.
Yeah, so my partner is a gentleman by the name of Mark Laurie, who's an e-commerce savant. He started a couple companies called Diapers, Jet.com, sold it to Walmart for $3.3 billion. And now has a startup called Wonder, which is a small restaurant, almost the size of McDonald's. But inside that restaurant, there's about 35 different restaurants, which is kind of pretty cool. So if you have a family of five, you can have five meals from five different restaurants. And that company's on fire. And basically, once we take over, we run the whole company, right? So we hire a president of business. We hire a president of basketball operations. They report to both of us, and we run the company.
So you won't have a title? You'll just be the guy?
I think we're just co-chairmen.
Yeah,
right. And majority owners, and we're 50-50.
We're talking to Alex Rodriguez live from FanFest. All right, I'm going to bring up a painful moment as a Met fan, but I am very curious. 2009 Mets-Yankees Subway Series, A-Rod versus K-Rod. Big spot Friday night. I'm pumped up. I'm expecting you to hit a home run off of K-Rod, and you pop the ball up. And for a split second, I'm like, wow, screw A-Rod. We got him. And obviously, Luis Castillo settles under it. He misses it. Take me through your thought process. The swing, the pop-up, you running, you seeing Luis. I want the A-Rod perspective on a very famous play in Mets-Yankees history.
Yeah, so does anyone remember that? Evan, it was K-Rod versus A-Rod, and K-Rod got the best of me. So as I'm running down first base, I slam my bat. Yes. It was one of those bizarre plays in my career where you go from being a goat to a hero. And the one that doesn't get enough credit on that play is Mark Teixeira. He's at first base. Yep. He is busting it. So for all you little guys, always run hard. You don't need talent to run hard. It's effort. So I loved it. I mean, that's the unsung hero on that play. But I'm going to give you Evan and Tiki. I just read this the other day. 1986 World Series. Ball goes through Bill Buckner's leg on game six. Game seven, 60 million viewers watched that. 60 million. I mean, those are football numbers, right? And in 04, when we were playing in the ALCS against the Red Sox, 35 million people watched that. It's just phenomenal how much the game of media has changed in the landscape. You know, our parents used to have three channels, ABC, NBC, CBS. Now there's 3,000 and 3,000 different platforms. My mom can't find the Yankees. The Yankees played 2 weeks ago. The Yankees played 5 days, five different channels.
That's right.
Wow.
I couldn't find three of them.
That's why I don't think we'll ever get those kind of rating numbers
you just
mentioned.
Impossible.
Like, football's the only sport.
People give up on it.
Yeah. Football's the only sport.
Yeah.
So we're here at Fanatics Fest. First of all, you're enormous, so you stand out above everybody else. But what does being here at Fanatics Fest mean for you? Ruben's done a hell of a job putting this all together for the second year in a row. It's just gotten bigger. Kids are here. These are my Florham Park kids down here in front of us, Berkowitz's kid. Like, what does this mean to you to be amongst all these people who really love and adore you, man?
Well, Michael Rubin, you mentioned that he's become like the Jeff Bezos of sports. I mean, truly what he's done here, and to bring Fanatics in the Mecca in the middle of New York City in this great venue with all these awesome fans. Look, I would say the world's never been more divided, and sports and music brings people together.
Right.
And you have Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, MSG, people hugging and screaming. Nobody cares about any of the nonsense and any of the noise, but our team is winning. Tiki, you remember when we grew up, Evan, we would say, we're all 10 years old, like these kids' age, and we'd say, what team do you like? What team do you like? What music do you like? What music do you like? We're best friends, and we become friends for the next 30 years.
Right.
I miss those days.
I get you.
Yeah.
One last thing, very important. Later today, we're going to find out through a vote we did here at WFAN who the active king of New York sports is. And Jalen Brunson's getting a lot of attention. Aaron Judge is getting a lot of attention. You are uniquely qualified to answer this. Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge, who is, in your mind, the king of New York sports right now?
I think whoever wins the championship first.
So neither.
Right now. Or both.
That's a good way of not answering the question.
I love them both. No, I mean, that's an easy one.
Politics in your future, man.
No, I really don't. I hate politics. I really do. But I love sports, and I love New York. I'll tell you what. City of New York could not be represented by two better individuals. I love Aaron Judge, and I love Brunson.
Well, but you said it's an easy answer, so who is it?
I honestly, whoever wins a title first will be the biggest star.
All right.
New York's about champions.
No, I think you're right. Unfortunately, we're in a drought right now. We haven't had one in a while.
Liberty.
That's true. Liberty. We have the Liberty.
And they beat us last year.
That's right. Alex, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you,
man. Thank you very much.
Right.
The great A-Rod. You're going to go in for the hug now, Sean?
No, just thank you.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How we doing on this fine Friday afternoon in New York City? Hanging out at Fanatics Fest until 6:30 tonight, where the New York Yankees will take on the Baltimore Orioles. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll be joined by CeCe Sabathia, and I have been handed the results of who the king of New York sports is. I have all the results on my phone. I have not looked at it, but I'm very excited to reveal that a little bit later on in the program. Joining us right now, a guy who is a world-class athlete. How tall are you, though? Stand up. I want to see if I'm taller.
Short. 5'6".
I got you beat. This is Kyle Larson, who's a hell of a NASCAR driver.
Yep. Yeah.
Damn right. How are you? Thank you very much for popping on today.
Yeah, I'm good. This place is crazy. So, no, it's, I'm having a lot of fun. It's pretty neat up there.
This is New York is not necessarily a NASCAR haven, but I think people love racing.
Yeah.
Especially because of the intensity of what you guys do. Now, he's joking about your athleticism.
I was not.
Yeah, you were.
Do you know?
Trust me, he's the farthest thing from an athlete.
Yeah.
I just wanted to brag I was taller than him. That's all.
So, I think it was for my 27th birthday, my buddy got me a driving course.
Oh, really?
At Pocono.
Oh, good.
And so, the tricky triangle, we all know it. It's tight and it's narrow, man. But we're on the track with actual drivers.
Yeah.
And so we're going 160, whatever it is, and I'm scared out of my mind. holding the steering wheel as hard as I'm holding a football when I'm running. It doesn't get the credit for being the athletic event that it is, driving a NASCAR.
Yeah, I think you know, there's that part of, you know, the speed and the, you know, racing next to each other and just trying to manage your car and all that. But what I think it's really challenging and what people don't quite understand until we tell them is that, like, during the summer months, our cars can get, you know, 140, 150 degrees inside, and we're in them for, you know, 3.5-4 hours. So, you know, your heart rate's elevated. You know, a lot of races, like, my average heart rate will be, like, 160 for 3.5 hours. So
that's like me running a marathon.
Yeah, so it's just it's crazy, you know? Like, it's just, I think for me, like, obviously you don't have to be big or nothing, but you gotta be able to withstand the heat, I think.
How do you develop a love for that? Because I know how
for
it is.
For racing?
Yeah, for racing. And this, you grew up with it? Or...
Yeah, I think it's probably just like any, you know, young athlete, like, right? You know, for us racing and myself, I started racing go-karts when I was, you know, 7. So it'd be similar, I'm guessing, to somebody playing flag football,
right?
You know, when they're that old. So, and then you just kind of move up the different ladders and different ranks, and hopefully you're doing good, hopefully you like it, and hopefully you start meeting the right people to move you on to the next step.
I got to go back to this heat thing. They don't have air conditioning in the cars? Well, you could just pump it up so that when it's 130 degrees...
The window's open, Evan.
Yeah, well, so all we have is a hose that runs to a fan that connects to our helmet, so
right.
it blows some warm air in your helmet. And then now the last few years we've been wearing these cool shirts, so it's got like these basically like water lines running through
right.
it, and that actually does help a lot. So without that, it would be extremely hot now.
So my other question is, I'm fascinated, do you hate driving? Like when you've got to go to the grocery store, or you got to go on a highway, or God forbid you're driving around this city? Like, I would think you'd hate it because you can't go a buck 60. You can't cut. I mean, you could. You'll get arrested.
Yeah, yeah.
So does this cause resentment when you're actually doing like the regular mundane driving?
Well, I would rather be the one driving in the traffic, I guess. Mm. Like, we were just in Mexico City last week.
Oh, yeah.
That traffic is
crazy.
Way worse than New York,
I've heard.
I think. So, man, I feel like I was just stuck in traffic for a whole week in the back seat, so it was difficult. But, no, I mean, sometimes, yeah, you can pull some moves on the road where you get frustrated, or others get frustrated with you and you don't think it was a big deal. But,
yeah.
No, it's all fun.
Kyle, I played a sport that was very physical. And people always ask me, weren't you scared? I was like, no, I kind of felt in control.
Yeah.
I knew where the hits were coming for the most part. You know, every now and then, maybe twice, I got knocked unconscious and I didn't see the hit coming. But I was never scared.
Yeah.
But doing what you guys do, I mean, there's 20-something, 30 cars on the track. You're literally inches away from one another.
Yeah.
Is there ever fear when you're out there?
No. No, I think similar, because you feel like you're... most all of us, you know, are in control. So I think, and two, I mean, when you do it your whole life, you just get kind of used to it. You know, we've crashed. Yeah, it hurts, but I've lived through it too, which is nice. That I feel like that gives me more confidence to crash, you know, in the future. But no, it's the only time like you get nervous, and I wouldn't say like nervous on the crashing or anything, like scared part, but like for qualifying, you know, it's one lap, single, you know, everybody's watching you.
Right.
That's like the most like nervous I get. But once we get in the race, it's just, you know, it's just natural and you're just flowing.
Right. Tell us about Pocono. I mean, it's coming up. It's right up the road from here.
2 hours.
It's
yeah.
easily accessible if you want to go up and watch it. But I did drive the pace car there. I want to say it was 7 or 8 years ago. And they were like, all right, you got to stay at 55 because they're literally pacing off of you.
Yeah.
And so it was a cool experience, but actually racing in that race, tell us about what Pocono means for you guys on the circuit.
Well, Pocono is a unique track, obviously. You know, it's got three corners rather than four. It's 2.5 miles mm-hmm. long, I think, too. So it's, you know, about the biggest track we go to. So straight up, the front stretch is super long. You know, we push in 200 miles an hour by the end of the straightaway. Restarts are crazy. We'll literally be like six wide, you know, going into turn one and trying to funnel down into a track, you know, that really should only, you know, be two wide through there. So it's crazy. But the fans, too, I feel like the fans in this region, the Northeast, are super passionate about racing. So the crowd's always sold out. The infield campground, the party atmosphere is fun there. So I always enjoy, you know, going to Pocono. It's a beautiful, you know, beautiful area, kind of in the middle of nowhere in a way, but it's just beautiful out there in the nature.
Right. There's only one lane in, though. That's the only bad thing. It's one road in, one road out. That's the only bad thing about it.
Jeez. Yeah. We're talking to Kyle Larson. Where is your favorite place to race?
My favorite track would be Bristol, Tennessee. It's opposite of Pocono.
Right. Know,
it's a half mile, so it's like the smallest track to go to, but it's got a ton of banking. And the banking just helps you kind of keep carrying speed. So it just, that's one of those tracks where like my heart rate would be really high for the whole time because it's just intense. You know, you're thinking quick, you're making quick moves. You have no time to relax. You're just going as hard as you can for those, you know, 3.5-4 hours. So it's, I enjoy that. I enjoy that challenge of like pushing for 500 laps.
Now I wonder, because who crossed over to F1? A couple of years ago, someone crossed over, and I wonder what the difference is. You did karts, right?
Yeah, all I did growing up was like oval track stuff, dirt racing.
Right. But crossing over to, because F1 is taken off because of the Netflix series. Now NASCAR has a Netflix series, and it's also growing some of the popularity. What are the similarities? Have you done either? Have you done both?
I've not done Formula One, but I did the Indy 500 the last couple of years. So and you'd be surprised. Like, it's actually pretty similar to that. I mean, it's oval racing, but even the way that the car feels, you know, it feels pretty similar. But I would imagine, yeah, probably nothing feels like Formula One, just all the technology they have and lightweight the cars and just how everything's just maximized, you know, to be, you know, top of the line, you know, brakes, downforce, all that. So, but our racing is, I would say our racing is more exciting because there's actually passing and racing for the lead and stuff. And, you know, the field's twice as big. So, but yeah, no, it's fun to follow along with Formula One and, you know, catch all the drama that's going on there.
How's the season been going for you so far?
Good. Yeah. We're currently second in points. I don't think we're quite to midway through our season, but we're second in points, 3 wins to this point. So yeah, we've been really strong all year. So, would love to get back in victory lane. I've not won a cup race here at Pocono either, so I would like to win there. We've been close a few different times, so hopefully this weekend we can get it done.
Excellent.
Well, Kyle, we appreciate you stopping by. Very good meeting you, man.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Kyle Larson, champion NASCAR racer. Thank you very much for joining us. I have in my possession, and I don't know how I want to do this, but it just hit me. I have in my possession every vote on the King of New York. Now, I'm not looking at it because I don't want to know the results until we announce it at 5 o'clock, but it includes everybody who works at WFAN because, for those that aren't aware, about a year and a half ago, this fight started because we had heard word that the mayor's office was prepared to name Jalen Brunson the new King of New York. That caused Sean to be very upset. Some Yankee fans are upset, and it's been like a year and a half of these two guys bickering on who the true king is. So I wanted to put an end to it. So we announced about a week and a half ago we'd ask everyone at WFAN, who is the king of New York sports, actively? and we would tally the results, and that's it. That's it. We would honor the winner, and for the rest of the summer, whoever the king is would have to be referred to as the king. So what I'm going to allow you to do before we announce the results later is I'm going to give Tommy and Sean a chance to ask me one person each who works here at WFAN who they want to know, hey, who did they vote for? And I will give you the result. And maybe that'll help you gain your confidence or hurt your confidence before we finally announce the results later at 5 o'clock. So, Tommy, would you like to go first?
I would.
Go ahead.
I want to know who Sal Licata voted for.
You want to know who Sal Licata voted for? I have in my possession Sal Licata's vote for the king of New York sports.
And?
He voted for Juan Soto.
Juan Soto? Soto's not even in the running.
Well, hold on a second.
You'd be an idiot.
You could vote for whoever you want. I mean,
Soto's not even going to make the All-Star team this year.
That doesn't matter.
That's a Green Party vote.
Right. It's funny. That's like Evan voting for the Libertarian.
Yes.
Now, at some point, Juan Soto may become the king of New York. I think we'd all agree he has not arrived there yet. But Sal Licata, I can confirm, voted for Juan Soto. So I don't know if that helped either of you in this regard. Does this hurt your confidence, Tommy, that he didn't go Jalen Brunson?
A little bit, yeah. I figured Sal would go JB. I really wanted to ask who Brandon Tierney voted for. Sean could ask.
No, how about I just pick my own vote?
Well, or you could just go BT. You got somebody better?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Who?
I want to know who Al Dukes voted for.
Oh.
That's a great question. See, I think Sean's going the right approach. Because, and we'll give you the results of the prominent WFAN on-air personalities.
Do we have a time?
5 o'clock. Sean will give us a Cinco, and right after that Cinco is over, we name a king.
Woo!
So you asked for Al Dukes.
I did.
Now, before I give you the answer, is this like a big swing vote? Is this like Ohio deciding a presidential election?
I think that Al Dukes carries a lot of electoral votes because he's somebody. He's not going to vote for a director of a murder documentary. So I have no idea where he's going with this. I have no idea.
He has no bias.
Yeah, right. Like literally none. And combined, he's probably seen zero of their games in the last 5 years.
Oh, so he's just going to go off reputation. But he thinks is kingly.
I'm very curious.
Tiki, do you think Al Dukes' vote is going to tell us a story? It is like a swing state?
I do.
You do?
I do.
All right.
He better not have voted for some Russell Wilson or something.
I will tell you this. Al Dukes voted for one of the two leading candidates.
Okay. Nice.
Al did not go third party here. Al Dukes voted for Aaron Judge.
Let's go. Let's go.
I like to lick my hands.
Let's go, Al.
So you're confident now.
Oh, I might start sweeping this place.
Why, you think that Al was lobbying everybody else?
No, I think that if you can get the diehard Knick fan and the diehard Yankee fan to separate them, and you look at an Al Dukes, that tends to tell the story. Where do people that don't care actually care?
Mm. Yeah, I swear to you, I have not looked at the other results, so I can't. I don't know who won. But I actually agree that Al voting Judge gives me strong belief that this is going to be an Aaron Judge kind of an election.
I also was...
There's going to be a pinstripe wave potentially later today.
I was given something fascinating, too, before our show started. I want to quickly pull this up, and I'm going to show Tiki, and he could describe it. This was taken on the subway on the way to Javits Center today. What do you see here?
Yeah, that's a big Judge jersey with a guy wearing a crown.
Wow! That's an omen!
He's wearing a crown.
Do you think he wore
King
that?
Judge.
You think he wore that for this occasion?
Of course he did.
So I thought
he'll be here at 5 o'clock.
I thought so, and I thought by now we would see this guy, but maybe not. Maybe he's just being represented on the top floor. Everybody knows he's King Judge.
Now, again, if Aaron Judge wins or if Jalen Brunson wins, all of us have to refer to that person as King whenever we talk about them for the rest of the summer. So if Aaron Judge wins, I mean, we're going to talk a lot about him the rest of the summer.
No, you're right.
And me and Tommy on at 9 a.m. Sunday from the Javits Center, a lot of lead into the Yankees. I think we'll talk a lot about Aaron Judge that day, Tommy.
Yeah, we probably will.
Are you worried?
Am I worried?
Are you worried?
No. What, do you want me to call him and concede the election here at 4:40?
I'm just asking.
No, because you're going to have to say King Judge for 3 hours.
From the WFAN voting desk, Jerry Recco, too close to call. So we still have a lot of people out there. There's still a lot of swing voters, and I'm still very confident.
This sounds very familiar.
We should have waited and had a fan vote. We should have let the fans vote for it.
All right, well, speaking of that, by a show of noise, who thinks Aaron Judge is the king of New York?
It's all Yankee fans.
Ooh.
Here's some boos.
Okay.
Who thinks Jalen Brunson is the king of New York?
One guy.
One guy.
He's wearing a Jalen Brunson shirt.
One guy.
Don't lead us. Oh, well, how about that? Francisco Lindor, king of New York.
Yeah.
Nobody?
Nobody. I tell you, it's all Aaron Judge.
Jackson Dart, king of New York.
One guy. The happiest guy with A-Rod, when we asked Alex who's the king of New York, and he said you got to win a championship first, was Paul Rosenberg, who's running the board back at the shop, because that's his whole thing. You got to win a championship to be king. And basically,
A-Rod's not wrong.
A-Rod said the same thing. So he appreciated that. But we will announce the results coming up at 5 o'clock right after Sean Cinco. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number. Let's go to a place I used to hang out a lot in, Lexington, Kentucky, and say hello to Andrew. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing? I think the New York Knicks should hire Sam Cassell, Mark Jackson, or Rajon Rondo, and they can win the Larry O'Brien NBA call next year. Thanks.
Look at that.
Have a great day.
Andrew's going with the point guard route.
Rajon Rondo?
Well, those are three very different options. Mark Jackson, will start with him.
He's not happening.
It's not happening. Like, and it kind of sucks because he did a good job in Golden State.
And he's a good coach.
He deserved a second chance.
Yes.
And it's obvious he's not getting a second chance for other reasons. So that's Mark Jackson. Sam Cassell's put the work in. Like, he's been a longtime assistant, and so you wonder why he hasn't been given that opportunity. Has he done something wrong in interviews? Do people just not see him taking that next step? But Sam was, you know, a guy I loved as a player, played briefly for the New Jersey Nets. Actually, they were a playoff team one year he was here. So I like Sam Cassell. And Rajon Rondo is interesting because his name was brought up first by Amon Shumpert, the former Knick, who kind of suggested him.
Why?
Was it Amon Shumpert? It may have been somebody else who brought him up. I think it was Jay Williams, actually,
yeah,
who brought it up. Just that he's so smart and that he will
be
a
coaching?
Good, no, but he would be a good coach if he decides to make that
jump. So the Knicks are going to hire a guy who has never coached at all on any level to be their head coach.
Some teams have done
from
that.
From a team that is a couple of wins away from being in the NBA Finals.
Bro, some teams have
There's
done that.
There's no chance.
You think that's too risky?
It's very risky, especially for this team.
Look,
now, I've never had a conversation. I don't even know if I've heard him talk.
Right.
So I don't know what kind of coach he would be. I'm sure he'll be fine, but you got to need some experience, don't you?
Look, I remember when the Nets hired Steve Nash, who had no experience, and that was a big risk involved. Like, you do want somebody who's kind of tasted it before, and the two guys they've interviewed so far, and Taylor Jenkins and Mike Brown, certainly fit that bill.
Right.
Where both of those guys have experience, and it certainly feels like that's where the Knicks are going to lean, that they will eventually hire somebody with experience. The question is, when are they going to actually make that hire? Let's go to our buddy Kendrick in Suffern. How are you, Kendrick?
What's up, guys? Kiki, you look great today. I'm looking at on the social, the digital side. That jersey you got on is top-notch, Kiki.
Thank you, brother. This jersey
of
is from
course.
Kendrick from Suffern. Courtesy of Kendrick. Talk. Walter Payton on Tiki Barber's back right now. Thank you, brother.
I love seeing that. So, real quick, last call I had, I brought up the Jalen Brunson, Aaron Judge debate. All I'll say is this, Evan, aces will always trump draft dodging kings in the game of war, and I think Ace Bailey might be headed to Brooklyn, so I'm hoping we get him. But I wanted to talk about the Mets and what we could do to help kind of rejuvenate this season. There is a name or two names I want to throw at you. Joe Adell and Kenley Jansen from the Angels, the center fielder relief pitcher. And it fits my WWE style because I believe in Joe Kenley, and I think if we can go to the Angels and get them, that could help our center field and relief pitching. And I'll throw out another name. He is a visionary. He is a revolutionary. I think he's going to be at Fanatic Fest. His name is Seth freaking Lugo. He should finish his story in Queens, and all of a sudden, my WWE collection of Mets, Nets and Jets just continues to grow, and hopefully we get a belt. But guys, have fun out there. The show's awesome. I'm hoping to get there this weekend. Yeah.
All right. I wonder if Kenley Jansen would be okay not being the closer.
You hit it. No, that is the number one thing I was thinking about. He does not want to be a setup man.
No.
And I think in free agency, he made that clear to teams, which is why he ended up with the Angels with a clear opportunity to close. And so, I don't know.
Right.
And I'll tell you this, he ain't closing here.
He'd be amazing, but he's not closing here.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so the trade deadline, we're kind of getting to that point. Like, we are right now at the precipice where trade deadline discussions become real. You know, even though we did see the Rafael Devers trade, and I remember years and years ago, probably Brian Cashman's best trade was the David Justice trade, and that was actually made in June. But generally, this is a mid-July kind of thing. But the picture is becoming clearer right now on A, some of the teams that are clearly out of it, and then B, what your needs are as a team. As I sit here right now as a Met fan, despite the issues with the rotation, they've got reinforcements coming. So I don't actually feel like adding a starting pitcher is a priority. Now, will I think differently in mid-July if Sean Manaea has a setback or Sean Manaea struggles or Kodai Senga doesn't come back? Absolutely. But knowing those two guys are on their way back, I don't put a starting pitcher at the top of the list.
No.
But and I'm surprised
what is
I'm
it? What is
this.
At the top of the list?
I think it probably is a center fielder. I do because I like Tyrone Taylor.
I mean, he's been good. Of any player on the Mets, you know, over the last couple of games, it's been pretty good. It's Tyrone Taylor.
He actually won the Rico I'm the Man Now star of the series.
He had a home run a couple nights ago. He had the RBI yesterday.
Tiki, is Tyrone Taylor
everyday
center fielder?
No, he's your fourth out there.
Is Jeff McNeil an everyday center fielder?
No.
The answer is no. So if you look at this lineup and say, hey, they aren't as much as I expected. They need to add a bat. Where are you adding the bat? Third base is still a position Mark Vientos can retake once he comes back from the IL. Lindor is set at short. McNeil is set at second base, unless you're playing him in center. Pete at first base. You can try to add a catcher. I got an email last night about Hunter Goodman being a possibility. Sure. Why not? If you're ready to say Francisco Alvarez and you're kind of giving up on him right now. But the most obvious place they could add a bat is designated hitter or center field. And center field, to me, seems like the place. So whether it is making a deal for Joe Adell, who I'm not convinced the Angels are trading, or it's Duran from the Boston Red Sox, or whatever other center fielder can become available, that's probably where I think a move can make their biggest impact.
And you could set fire to rain if you add Adell. You know, he can roll in the deep.
We can't do the Adell jokes.
Left field or right field.
We're not on a cruise ship.
I think it'd be great. Someone like you.
I gotta tell you,
I don't know that song. I miss that one.
I kind of want Joe Adell just for the jokes.
Yeah.
You don't like it, Tommy?
They're horrible.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Adele's a legend.
And they're not even dad jokes because they're too recent.
Yeah, they're the opposite of that.
Dad jokes got to be like old history. It's too current.
But if Joey Adell's there, we go to the Cadillac Club, we could send my love. You know?
I can't do this.
You know what it is? It's not a dad joke, Teak. It's 40-year-old women joke. That's what it was.
Yes.
You know my...
Sometimes I look like a 40-year-old woman.
You know my connection to Adele, right, Sean?
Yes, you did the one-day trip to Vegas.
That's right. As a trade-off all the sporting events I do, I flew my wife to Vegas. We went and saw Adele perform.
How great would that be? Your wife loves Adele. You can love Adele. Boom.
You know why you want the Mets to get Joe Adell?
Because he kills the Yankees.
Because he kicked the Yankees' butts. So you don't have to see him again, in fairness.
Well, maybe in 2 years when realignment happens, and that would be a problem.
That's a good point. But I do think the idea of a center fielder does make sense. If you asked me that 3 weeks ago, I don't know if I would have agreed. But the Mets have to hit, and that is clearly a weakness that they do have. Coming up, CC Sabathia will join us in a short period of time. We will reveal the King of New York. Sean's got a Cinco de Five-O. And we'll get into the Yankees tonight. They get set to play the Orioles. They did snap the losing streak, but what they have to do to now form a winning streak as they play Baltimore. Plus, we'll check in on their starting lineup tonight, which features an interesting decision in the leadoff hole. It is Evan and Tiki. We are live from Fanatics Fest until the Yankee pregame show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.